Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. And welcome to the pre-show for Friday. Still printing off my copy. Got a new sponsor called NetSuite. NetSuite, huh? All right, let's see. Oxford Road is the agency, NetSuite. If your organization uses NetSuite, you should say so. If you, your organization, or anyone you know has any experience with NetSuite or related business experience, please talk for a minute. Oh. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't use it, okay? So Bet Online, NetSuite, Adam Carolla, Spotify. Okay. What do companies like Ring, Hint, Tecovas all have in common? They all use NetSuite to accelerate their growth, okay? I'm going to look into this for my company. How do you pronounce that, man? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And you always are lame brain. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3. All right. This week in pro football. What am I looking at?
Welcome back, y'all. Today we are going to do a pair of cowboy boots. We have gotten a lot of requests and messages and customers coming to our store asking about Tecovas. Well, we've got a pair. It's actually a guy that I know, and he was bringing his...
Tecovas. All right. How many subscribers do these guys have? This is a Trenton and Heath. 99,000 subscribers. And these are guys that work at it. You know, they do new videos all the time. We, the Phil Henry Show, and you know, the thing of it is I don't even know what the name of my page is. Here we go. Here, your channel. We've got 14,000 subscribers, and I don't work at it, and I should. I'm not saying that I'm doing a good job. We're not doing a very good job with our YouTube channel. I don't blame the guys. I blame me. I should be leading the way on that. Most of these goddamned, you know what I had to upload is the, I'd be uploading all those Chris Norton things that I do in the, let's see here. How many views am I getting? 1,000 views in 3 months. That's not a lot. 4,004, 3,000 times 2 to 6 months, 18,000, 11,000 views. I think people would rather see me in the flesh doing the show or doing something than these animated characters that I do. And in the meantime, while we think about that, let's just Montreux Jazz Festival, right? No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was. What the fuck was it? Was that Montreux or what? That is one of my favorite versions. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. Stuttgart. It was Stuttgart, Germany in 1995. It was Stuttgart in March of 1995. I was at WIOD, and I was working with, the aforementioned Jackie Bales and others. And that's a goddamn great, that's one of my favorite rock and roll songs, and that is the best goddamn version of it. Spirit, you know, Spirit, Randy California, and Spirit, they wrote it and performed it and did it brilliantly. I mean, it was the great, great song, great, great, but these guys, this Jeff Healey, this motherfucker, Jesus Christ, he is, you know, without sight, man. Just a,
so he's another blind, you know.
Yeah, he's another blind guitar player.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, what is that? I'm sorry about a guy who's blind, you know. What is it about what?
Well, what, I think the question is a good question. Why do those who can't see all of a sudden turn around and they're, you know... What?
Are they faking it or what?
No, they're not faking it, man.
They could be faking it.
What do you mean? What? You know what, Dick? But I ought to kick your ass out of a fifth floor window. I'd have to find one, and I'd be happy to transport you to that building. But then...
You'd take me up the elevator to it.
Yes, I would. And then I'd go, bye, and we'd hear Kick and Dickman going, yay, hey, 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 or whatever the hell you do.
What?
I don't know. All right, so what is your point?
How do you know they're not faking it?
Oh. We had to play that, you know, and then say, Bud Dickman published a piece in the, what do we care?
You know, I'm just saying, are they faking it or not, you know? How do you know he's not faking it?
How? It's not possible, Phil. Who was our...
Doug Danger.
You know, here's the thing, Phil. No, he's not. Doug Danger would never say that, though. This has to be one of our dumb fucking characters. Doug Danger defends the arts. You know, he doesn't... Let me see here, man. The summer, she's coming on strong. Love it, love it, love it, love it. How about if Bob Green got upset because...
I was showing a lady, you know, and she then someone put on this musician, I don't know who, in the store. And they, oh, that's Jeff Healey. He's blind. Listen to him. And she stopped and started listening. And
let's see. Do we have a disc jockey character? Well, we've got, that's his ass, but Gene Jabel, but he's country. Robert Leonard Jr. I got a John Jim on a while. I gotta go check. I got vegetarian chili going. Hold on for a minute. Hey, check it out, man. Yeah. Huh? Right. All right, man. It was bubbling away. It wasn't sticking to the pot, but it was bubbling away, so I had to turn it off. It's all right. I'll heat it up later. Look at this, man. I got one of these little cups of... I saw this in the supermarket. I said, well, fuck it. I'm gonna buy this, man. A cup of fruit, man. That's all. Is this cantaloupe? Is this cheese? Bitch, I don't eat fucking cheese. What in the fuck? What in the fuck? 2,000 calories a day is used. Yeah, but I already had like... Is this 2,000 calories worth of fucking cheese? All right. I don't ordinarily eat this shit, but hey. Huh?
His what normally would be fret fingers play different kinds of vibrato, and he does a lot of bending.
Well, that's Dave Sanborn.
I'm talking about him like he's not here, right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very unique musician, Mr. Jeff Healey, and he's going to play a song called See the Light.
Jeff Healey, since blind since birth, I think. God, I don't know where Jeff Healey is now. I'm not going to find out if he's still alive, Christ almighty. No, he's not, and I think his ex-wife, or his widow, is out... Sort of the caretaker of his legacy and his music, and if I'm not mistaken, let me look here, man. Jeff Healey, Canadian vocalist. Yeah, he's gone. He died in 2008. What did he die from, man? He's born in 66. Christ Almighty, this the young man. He was 42. What the fuck happened? His wife. He began hosting a jazz and blues show, and it's at CIUT, where he became known for playing from his massive collection of vintage. Thereafter, he was introduced to two musicians, bassist Joe Rockland, drummer, with whom he formed the trio, the Jeff Healey Band. His illness and death. He underwent surgery, metastatic tissue from both lungs. Oh, Christ. In the previous day, he had two sarcomas removed from his legs. Healey died of sarcoma in his home in Toronto at the age of 41. God damn it, man. He married Krista Miller in 1992. They had a daughter, were divorced in 1998. He married Christy Hall and had a son with her. I think it's Christy Hall who's the one that... He's terrific. He's great. He's really great. Goes to show you what you can do, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, guy's blind, dude. Fucking blind. George Shearing was a jazz piano player. He was born blind, and he was... And he was born into a family with eight kids. I think there were like eight or nine kids in George Shearing's family. And he was a little blind son. And his parents still, he had some great parents. I mean, they paid attention to each of the kids, but they somehow got him, and they didn't have a lot of money either, I don't think. They somehow got him a training, and he got some mentoring. But he would play for money. He would play for, you know, on the street corner and shit. They did that shit in those days. So Jeff Healey learned how to play the guitar, you know, with his fingers reversed on the fret. See how he's playing it? Like a steel guitar, I guess. Whatever the goddamn hell gets the job done. What happens? Oh, there it is. Oh, great. Just in time to see the screen. And this all started me asking how many goddamn... Here you go. You're going to love this. Is this it? No, I don't want this. Yeah, there you go.
Down to the Valley, but I didn't go there to stay. Oh, well, my soul got happy in the valley, boys, and I stayed down there all day. As it is high,
so high, take it over,
as it was.
I've always been fascinated with Southern, what is it called, Southern Gospel? Which is the white people's gospel, right? And the reason why is because everybody listens to, and I think, you know, like the black spirituals, black gospel has gained wide popularity in the country because there's a great amount of energy and soulful spirit. For a lot of us, you're harkened back to the days of the plight of the slaves and how spiritual music was uplifting, and there's that kind of fervor attached to it. But I have gotten fascinated with Southern gospel because it's all about sort of just clipped, crisp, precise harmonizing. And yeah, they have their version of fervent spiritual energy. But oftentimes, the most it's expressed in is that hand clapping, you know? I mean, I can't describe it. It's just different. I should quit eating these fucking goddamn things. Probably not quit eating this shit. What the fuck are you doing, man? Well, I went down to the valley. I just ate 2,000 calories, and I haven't had a goddamn thing to eat all day. So that was my 2,000 calories. What you're watching, this is Thursday night at 10:15. You'll be listening to this and watching this on a Friday, but all right, fuck it, man. I'm just going to tell you this, and I'll let you guys in on the rest of the story as it unfolds. Yes, there is a story to be told, and it's a good one, and I'm just going to tell you this. There's no accounting, there's no telling, man, where life will take you. You just don't. When you open yourself up to life, man, and what I mean by that is when you're really, really looking for the right way. I'm not talking about religious shit. I'm saying the best way for you in terms of success and your creative and your artistic expression and your expression as what are you supposed to be fucking doing, man? Where are you at your best, you know? Are you at, you know, the gig you're at now? You got all this stuff happening, man. You got all this potential. Are you using it, you know? When you're honest about it and you go seeking that, when you have the guts, because it takes guts. When you exhibit guts, the guts it takes to send your life in the right direction in terms of creativity and, you know, your individual initiative and effort, when you do that, a whole bunch of shit starts to open up. Shit that you didn't think was going to open up. How do I know? I have a story to tell, and it will unfold. As this is going to be a story that's going to take a while because it involves more than me. And I want the timing, and I want the story to, you know, be told properly. But let me just say it's a good story. It's a happy story. It involves me, and it is goddamn right. It is true as shit. When you are making the effort, man, when you're looking for truth. Let's put it that way, okay? I mean, what the fuck is truth? I'm not talking about who the fuck knows and who gives a shit what the universal truth is. If you're looking for the truth about yourself, you'll find enough universal fucking truth, man, to do you very, very well for the rest of your goddamn life. When you're trying to... Why am I looking at Phil and Vernon Dozier in slow motion? This is very interesting.
To give a statement to the press, no. But not a one of them could keep their mouths shut. And there wasn't a man out there, not man enough, to stand up and say, hey, honey, you know, not honey, but hey, lady, I mean, one of you, all right, is already one too many. Do nine of you have to go out and stick your own individual dagger into the back of Tiger Woods? And that's what's going on.
And so you're pretty sure you feel that Tiger Woods would be on the tour this January were it not for the big mouths of these women, to put it your way.
I'm absolutely convinced of it, but they all had to open their big mouths so that they could, A, the nature of a woman, but I gotta tell you,
here we go.
I don't think women look at loyalty the same way men do, and I don't think that women look at
what do you want to call it?
Privacy the same way men do. I mean, these.
All right. Well, I went down to the belly, remembering Bonnie and Clyde full show. God damn. What is this shit? All right. Say the secret word. You bet your life with Groucho Marx. Say the secret word. One, two. Performers who died in front of their audience. What? Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble. Last stand up on Letterman. All right. Anyway, I'm messing around with a bunch of stuff. Yeah, so that's all I'm going to say. Now, how much time do we got on this bitch? Holy fuck.
Now I'm at 1-800-1-TOM. This is a different kind of a talk show with a different kind of host. Why? I am the host.
Oh, yeah. It's our 163,000 views since 2009. 13 years? 163,000? That ain't shit! No, I'm kidding. It's fine. All right. Tom's a good... He works hard. Look, man. People say, well, why do you do that? Why do I do what? It was... You know, he was there. I mean, his Tom's delivery on the air is... I think it's a little notice. It demands that you notice it, you know. Talking like this. Mike Dunleavy. All right. Is he the Trailblazers? Mike Dunleavy's with the Portland Trailblazers? The Portland Trailblazers? The Trailblazers? Scottie Pippen. Kobe. Was Kobe playing? Was Mike Dunleavy the coach of the... All these guys play for the Blazers? Scottie Pippen... You know, they have that Rip City shirt. They have that on a building in Portland, Rip City. What the fuck is this? All right. I don't know what I'm looking at. All right. So it's time now for this and that. And, you know, we have a problem. And it's called this fader. It's a mic pot number one. I may have to move everything over to three, man, before all is said and done. Additional brands mentioned in the live read to be provided and cleared by NetSuite. Call to action. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at NetSuite.com/tour.